Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're highly familiar with those guys, but they're highly familiar with us. And I just think that that's the fun and excitement of divisional play, that intimacy, those relationships. And certainly we have some new guys to us that need to establish themselves in the North, and they have some new guys that we need to familiarize ourselves with. And so looking forward to an action-packed game.
And two of the new guys will be the quarterbacks, Dylan Gabriel's first time in the Steelers-Browns rivalry.
Did you short circuit there? What happened?
I was thinking about what I wanted to say and whether or not I wanted to make it mean-spirited.
Why not?
And then you've got Aaron Rodgers, obviously, playing his first AFC North game after a tremendous start to his Steelers career at 3-1, even though the people at Pro Football Focus think he stinks. I don't necessarily want to make this about quarterbacks. I want to make this conversation right now about the guy who we just heard there, because I have long been a Mike Tomlin critic. I think whenever you go this long without winning a playoff game, until you win one, people are absolutely within their right as Steelers fans, where yes, we are somewhat spoiled. We do not ask of our football team to just be better than the baseball team in this town. Okay? We get it. When compared to the Pirates, we should worship the ground the Steelers walk on every day. Hell, if we just compare them to the team they're playing on Sunday, you could do the same thing. But the barometer for are the Steelers a good team or not, or had a good year or not, should not be what did the baseball team do and what did the Browns do. But I do see some Steelers fans, when they want to defend the Steelers, bring those two things up. But again, that's not my real point here. My real point is that Tomlin actually gives them a competitive advantage in this game. And it's because of a stat that Kabali tweeted out. And he's going to join us later this hour in studio for an hour. Tomlin off buys is 14-4. He's won 14 of 18 games when he has an extra week to get ready for the opponent. That means 14 out of 18, Chris. That's almost 80%. He's winning more than three quarters of those games. He gets better as a coach when he has more time to prepare. And I just, again, as someone that has been hard on Tomlin, I don't really think that stat matches the narrative. Because the narrative, to some extent, is what Roethlisberger said. Oh, they might come out and sleepwalk in this game. They're feeling themselves. They're resting on their laurels, maybe, too. And they're going to come out and they're going to be zombies at the beginning of this game, or they're going to be flat as a pancake, and that's going to let the Browns in the game and they're going to lose because of it. When in reality, we've very, very, very rarely seen his teams do that. And I, like, what do I try to do? Argue against facts?
You could.
It's not easy, though. And I would just feel like it was like a bit or a put on or a Judge Donnie segment if I did that.
Well, I don't consider Judge Donnie a put on. Those are hardcore arguments. What do you think Andy Reid's record is with the Chiefs post bye?
Well, I hear that he's a master. He's a wizard off the bye.
9-3. A couple of those are Alex Smith time.
So not even as good of a winning percentage.
No, but slightly worse. I think he's 6-2 or 6-1 with Mahomes. Just looked at him in the last, you know, just with his Chiefs tenure, I'd have to go back. I want to say Belichick was unstoppable after bye weeks.
Yeah.
Anecdotally, and I didn't do this
and
research
Mueller would get, and Mulsey would give credit to Tom Brady for that.
Mostly. I mean, I think the continuing disintegration of Bill Belichick's legacy has only made that opinion of mine even more ironclad. Here's a counter argument to it, I guess, if I were in the mood to
Well, are you in the mood? You can be. I mean,
I think Mike,
the world's your oyster here. If you want to rip on Mike, go ahead.
I think part of the criticism of Mike that really I do find unfounded is this idea, like, it's more the Terry Bradshaw thing. He's a cheerleader. His actual acumen is not that great. I do think he knows a crap ton about defense and about football. I don't like, however, the way some of that doesn't manifest in his actual in-game decision-making, where I think his emotions, fears, second-guessing himself takes over. So I think two things stand to reason here. If you are generally a good football coach, which his record makes it obvious that he is, you should be good with an extra week to prepare regardless of who was on the other side of that extra week, good team or bad team. That's one. Two, your team's going to be healthier than they otherwise would be. You know that the injury report in football matters. Like, if you were to bet on every game every year,
yeah,
right? Just by broadly speaking, looking at the injury report and saying which team has more injured starters,
yep,
I bet you'd come out ahead, because sure. I think injuries matter in this league. We know they do. That's why the Ravens are suddenly on life support because of Jackson.
So that's why I brought up the huge rest advantage the Steelers have in this game. It's unprecedented.
So he's got a healthier team after a bye week, theoretically. And I do think the guy knows that, which, you know, he is trying to do. Coach, I think
he
knows
tactics. So
you're
he should have a good record off the bye.
Yes, I think he is, broadly speaking, a good football coach. I don't like a lot of the things he's done in games lately. I find it frustrating because it conflicts with my notion of him as a smart guy coaching football.
Right.
But that's, I think, why the record's so good.
But there is a difference for coaches between, let's say, getting your team ready for a game and then what you do in the game.
Implementing your strategy. Yes. Having the confidence to implement your strategies after you've gotten a team ready, I think, are two different things. Here's something else that I am looking at and trying to dig even deeper into the numbers on. Post Roethlisberger, because I think another argument would be, well, what's Mike's record after bye weeks since Ben left?
I'm happy you looked this up, because Kabali's tweet did not include that, and I am interested in what this number is.
That's 2022, 2023, and 2024. What do you think it is? You know it because you probably could remember what
3-0?
Happened. Yep. Hasn't lost.
Yeah.
Has not lost
so,
since.
I mean,
after a bye week, by the way, he has not lost since at least 2019.
If they go to Cincinnati on Thursday and lose because they don't typically play well, short week on the road, even when they're favored. Okay, and then Friday morning, they get beat by Joe Flacco, who's 97 years old, and by a bad Bengals team. Yes, I'm going to do what Tomlin wanted to do back in 06. I'm going to, or not 06, 09, excuse me. I'm going to unleash hell on him. I'm going to rip him for losing a game like that. However, we're not there yet.
He hasn't lost after a bye week since 2016, Pony. It's been about a decade.
That's absurd.
So in the first 8 years of his career, nine seasons of his career, that would be, right? 10 seasons. He was 6-4, right? He's 8-0 in his last eight
seasons. He's won eight in a row.
He's won eight post-bye week games in a row. That is a very staggering
It's the same
stat.
Thing I brought up when we talked about him having the best one-score game record of all time. If you're an anti-Tomlin guy, what do you do with this?
Well, how do you explain it? I said how I explained it.
Like why I think he's good at? Why
yeah,
I
said I think he is ultimately a pretty smart tactical guy who I think lets himself down with how he actually coaches. You just said there's a difference between preparation and then game day execution for players and for coaches.
Because ultimately, I think what he's good at and what even probably detractors would have to admit about Mike is that he usually is a pretty good motivator. Now, there's some obvious examples where he did not have his team up, but you coach for that long, you're going to have examples like that. I think if the struggle Ben is talking about is you turn it off for a week and then you got to ramp yourself back up. He's done it for a long time now, so he's got a pretty good handle and idea of how to best get his team back into the swing of things once they're coming off time off. And the fact that he's won a lot of games lately would suggest that this is something he's gotten better at. Not every coach gets better with time. I think in a lot of respects, he's gotten worse with time. But this is one thing he's improved at. And I'm not like, I call out Mike Tomlin not because I think it's the popular thing to do or I lick my finger and put it up in the air to see which way the wind is blowing. I say those things because I actually believe those things. But when I'm faced with evidence that contradicts that, I have to concede certain arguments. And this is one. He's really good off the bye. And that is...
And he's gotten better in his career. Yes. You said he's gotten worse at things. He's gotten considerably better
and
as his career's gone on.
That is a mark of being a good coach. If Andy Reid gets praised for it, which he always does, and if Bill Belichick gets praised for it, which he probably did when he was not having conjugal visits on the sideline with his girlfriend in North Carolina, I keep making that joke and no one seems to like it.
I like it. I mean, you know.
They had hanky-panky right there. There was like a, there was not a grope, but there was a grab. And it's just, to me, I still can't get over that.
You want to go try on bras with me later?
What was he, Ed Ginn now?
No, we've talked about, I mean, Bill's...
That Ed Ginn thing is very screwed up.
Ed Ginn.
That thing is messed up.
I won't be watching that one.
Okay, I don't
Serial killers, who knew? They were weird people.
I don't want to watch, I draw the line at watching a show where I see a belt made out of people's nipples.
Wait, wasn't he the guy who inspired Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs?
And Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yep, and one more I'm thinking of, Psycho. I mean, this guy's had his fingerprints on all these horror movies.
It sounds like the Norm Macdonald bit where he would list off of Ed Gein's all of his horrors and say, he was a real jerk.
I mean, he was serving soup to people out of victims' skulls and they didn't know it. It's really gross, man.
Sounds like a normal person.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Listen,
he'd hollow out skulls and he'd put
this is neither here nor there.
Chicken noodle soup in there and he'd serve it to kids.
This is neither here nor there. How would he hollow them out and then presumably alter their appearance such that people did not realize they were eating?
Well, it was also the 1950s or whatever, so maybe bulls were more primitive looking back then. I don't know.
Didn't have fine china in the 50s?
Chris, I don't know, man. He was in the...
I'm not watching
tucked
it.
Up somewhere. You shouldn't. But anyways, back to Tomlin.
Yes.
He is the Steelers' secret weapon in this game. He's great off of bye weeks. And every time I bring stuff like this up, it's the same reaction. People don't want to call in and give him credit for it. So I'll do it at 412-928-9370. And ask again. He's great off the bye. Is it time to tip your cap to Mike Tomlin on something? 412-928-9370. And as per usual, we'll probably either have people afraid to call in and say, yes, it is, or they'll come up with some cockamamie reason why we shouldn't give him credit for having won 8 in a row and having a 14-4 record.
You have
off
trained
the bye.
Them well in that respect.
412-928-9370. That is the Edgar Steiner Associates fan text line. Edgar Steiner reminds you to text responsibly, and they say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Here's a headline. That's more like it, Charlie.
Well, you gave me 6 seconds to...
Well, you also asked me 10 seconds before.
Well, normally you tell me. I thought you...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You would have had more of appreciation for what we do back here.
Jeez.
That's a good zinger. And Charlie had a lot of time between producing, so maybe he got rusty, like the opposite of a bye week.
Listen to the PM Team on Demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. I believe our Odyssey app stream is down right now, so watch
go
over
to YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yeah, go to YouTube and watch.
My prediction on this is always spot freaking on, which people say is none of my predictions are right. Well, this is another one where it's right. Hey, Mike Tomlin is really good coming off a bye. He should be one of the reasons why the Steelers win on Sunday. Look at these off the bye stats. Isn't that a mark of a good coach? And when I say those things about Tomlin, apparently he's dug himself such a deep grave here that Steelers fans have a hard time crawling back to the Earth's surface to admit, yeah, let's actually say something nice about Tomlin here. It's crazy.
I think you've just...
Here are facts.
I think you have created this in people. I think you have conditioned many of our listeners with the power of your rhetoric to just not want to give the guy any credit, if there are stats that suggest he deserves it.
Here are facts. Respond to them, please. No, they're alternative facts. I don't want to believe them. Thank you. Appreciate that. Got it.
I mean, even you did say something interesting there when I said, why do you think he's good at it? You said you think he's a good motivator. So you're not even willing to say you think he's got some tactical acumen and that with extra time to prepare, he can imply that
game. I guess I could have went that direction too, but I was reacting
more. Motivation's going on when players are out on vacation.
I don't know. I was just reacting more to like Ben saying that they come out flat because they're not like ready for the game pretty much. And he's like, how long is it going to take them on Sunday? A quarter, a half, a whole game? Maybe they won't ever get out of it. Well,
didn't they occasionally have trouble coming out for games flat with Ben as the quarterback? I mean, wasn't that occasionally a complaint we would get? Like, they've got this great player at quarterback. Why aren't they doing better earlier in games? I feel like you probably did that on your show, and I would have done
Tomlin,
on my show.
I mean, it's a small sample size, but Tomlin's got a better record off the bye without Ben than he did with Ben. He hasn't lost. It's just, why can't people bring themselves to even say one complimentary thing about this coach? 412-928-9370. Here is Hammer in Portview. Hello, Hammer. Hello, Hammer. See what I mean? Steve is next. Hello, Steve.
Yes?
Yes, Steve, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
First time caller. Love the show.
Thank you.
Listen to you guys all the time.
Cool.
Here's my thing. Everybody's talking about, and listen, I like Tomlin in the beginning. He's just fallen off. And this thing with, you know, his accomplishments, what's he really done? You want to talk about a no losing seasons. But there's 32 teams, and only one is a winner. If you don't win the Super Bowl, how can you say you had a non-losing season? You lost.
Steve, the fact that he is unbelievably good with extra time to get ready for a game, is that a mark that he's a good coach, yes or no?
No, he should be prepared all the time.
Steve, hold on.
So they should be 18-0 in those games then? They should be undefeated off a bye? Come on.
Steve, I have a question. Did you just say that if you don't win the Super Bowl, that means you did not have a non-losing season because you lost in the end to end your season?
Yes. I mean, the
so just to be clear here, 31 coaches, and the only coach who did not have a non-losing season last year by your metric was Nick Sirianni, correct?
So one coach did a good job.
One coach did what it took.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Appreciate that. Wouldn't want to work for you if you owned a professional sports franchise. Man, I thought I had high standards. Good gravy. Who used to say good gravy? Didn't we have somebody here that said good gravy all the time?
My parents always said good, and they still do, good gravy ain't wavy. I guess that was a slogan. You know who Wavy Gravy was? I think he was like a hippie.
You think Ed Gein ever said good gravy?
No, but you know what? I Wikipedia'd Ed Gein, and then I found out about a guy named Edmund something or other, and he seems
Charlie,
way worse.
Thank you for me getting back into Ed Gein. There's more people tweeting me right now about Ed Gein than more people are saying, oh, did you know this about Ed Gein, that are saying, yes, Tomlin does a good job after byes. Give him some flowers here. More people would rather talk about like a collection of old vulvas that this guy had than...
Good Lord, dude. What are you doing on a football Friday?
I'm just... Apparently, I'm giving the people what they want because my mentions are now Ed Gein this, Ed Gein that. Here's another factoid about Ed Gein. They'd rather talk about a serial killer than about giving Tomlin credit for winning games.
Pony, if they'd have looked outside the box, they'd have thought about hiring Gein. He could have motivated by fear.
I mean, come on. Here's Russ next. Hello, Russ.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Tomlin's great coming out of the bye week.
There you go.
Who's doing better?
No one lately.
Not even Andy Reid.
He technically lost coming out of his scheduled bye week, I guess, in 2020. Our buddy Joseph A. Banks, or Joseph Banks, points out. But they had that Ravens situation crop up, so they didn't really have a proper bye week that year.
Yeah, that doesn't count then.
Yeah. So he's
counting that. He didn't have a bye week.
No.
Can't count that. And where else?
Why do you think it actually is this way for him? Why is he on such a heater besides he's a good coach? What other reasons could you come up with as to why he's particularly great in this respect? And Russ is great lately with the bye weeks, despite not having an elite quarterback to kind of backstop him.
So I'll answer that by telling you what I think. He's not great at the X's and O's. When he's got ample time, more than the normal week-to-week time, to get his scheme and strategy together, I think that's the strength there. I really do.
So that's
He's a great motivator. There's no denying it. But you've got me confused.
So we would describe that as a backhanded compliment.
I'm interested in that. That's the most interesting thing anyone said, because I feel like...
Well, thank you, Malzi. I've only been talking about this for 15 minutes.
You've been talking about skin suits over there for 15 minutes. Russ, you just said, and this has me perplexed now. I need to dig here a little bit. You don't think he's a great X's and O's coach, but when he's got extra time to get his X's and O's in line...
He needs the extra time is what he's saying.
100%.
Okay, yes. That's different then.
It's like, you know, I hate to bring this up, but it's just the first thing that popped in my head. You know, sometimes, like, you could file for an extension to get more time to finish your SATs?
Yes.
Like, they'd have a lot of time, but some people could, like, say, hey, I might have this issue, like a dyslexia or something like that.
Standardized testing,
right.
Sure.
Give me more time. That's pretty much what he's saying. Like, hey, he should be able to get the job done in a week, but he needs 2 weeks. Again, that's really not a nice... You started off by saying, yeah, he's great on the byes, but let me tell you the most, like, mean reason why.
If I would say anything about him as an X's and O's guy, I think he knows exactly what he's doing. I think he definitely stays up on the new stuff, but I would think, if anything, his ego, and I think his belief in the stuff he specifically likes to do from an X's and O's standpoint sometimes overrides maybe his better sense. And you know what I'll say about Belichick that is a compliment to him? For as knowledgeable as he was, His greatest strength was that he would just say, screw it, I'll tailor the game plan to that week's opponent.
Yeah.
Nothing that I believe in is so ironclad that I have to keep it against all, you know, rational thought.
That's why
that
I like their
changed.
Offensive game plan against Minnesota so much. They completely changed up who they were. They brought in Spencer Anderson in Washington. They played DK Metcalf in the slot more than he's ever played in his entire life. They turned the tables on Minnesota. They completely caught them with their pants down. That's good coaching. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up next, another round of Fair Game with Faribault. Steelers insider Nick. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's time for a game we like to call Fair Game with Faribault. Steelers insider Nick Faribault. We will give him some opinions, thoughts we have on Sunday's game. Steelers Browns, he'll tell us if he thinks it's fair or not fair. A fair take and not fair take. And he joins us right now. I'm staring at the practice report, Malzi. Calvin Austin has been declared out for Sunday's game. So let's start there, Nick. Is it fair to think that Roman Wilson will have the second best receiver stats in Sunday's game behind DK Metcalf?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey guys, I hate to bring the bearer of bad news on that front. I don't think so. I think it will be Mr. Scotty Miller. That is who I think will have second most receiving stats among the wide receivers. I think Miller is going to start, and I think Roman Wilson will get more opportunities, but I actually think Scotty Miller is going to be more productive. So that's my take on that one.
Nick, is it fair to say that Pat Freiermuth will be a much more active part of the game plan this week, with the Browns being so stout against the run and the Steelers potentially wanting to spread them out a little bit and throw the ball?
Yeah, I think that's very fair. I think we're going to see a little bit more Freiermuth. I think we'll see a little bit more Janu, too.
But, Nick, they're playing a 4-3 defense. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, right? But I think this is a little bit of a different 4-3 defense, because that Vikings team was so too high-heavy. The Browns play so much single, high, and man-to-man that you're going to see more Freiermuth as a natural result of that, I think. So it's a little different. But I also have kind of just heard, you know, that's been a big focus of this week, is there's been a little bit more focus on, hey, we got to get Freiermuth involved, because this guy, I think, while he is a very much a team player, I think he's getting a little restless with what his role is being. So I think we're going to see more Pat Freiermuth this week as a result of that.
Nick, fair game to believe the Steelers will find more success through the air than on the ground against the Browns defense?
I think that's fair to say. And the reason I say that is this is a pretty good Browns defense on both fronts. I think the defensive line, kind of, to be quite honest with you, outclasses the Steelers' front. And I really think you look at some of these guys in the secondary. Tyson Campbell now had trouble with the catch point. Miles Harden has had trouble with the catch point. Even Denzel Ward has sneakily struggled in contested catch situations this year. Still very good stats overall for the Browns defense. But I think Metcalf and other guys, you talk about Moose and Janu, are going to be able to win a little bit man-to-man and get some chunk plays. So I do think the Steelers are going to be a little more successful through the air. They'll still have their quick game yak stuff. But I'm not expecting this to be a big, big game for the running game. It doesn't really set up for that.
Myles Garrett at home against the Steelers when he's in Cleveland dominates huge games throughout his career. Myles Garrett against the Steelers in Pittsburgh, not as much. Fair game to say that Myles Garrett will again be held. I'm going to put this broadly, Nick. Fair game to say that Myles Garrett will not take over this game from his defensive end position.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I don't think Myles Garrett's going to completely take over this game. And I think the Steelers are going to give Faltano and Jones help. I think that's going to be why. Now, I think the difference this year with the Browns is they have other guys to worry about. And they're not flashy names. You think about guys like Malik Collins and Isaiah McGuire and Alex Wright. These aren't flashy names, but they've been really good for them. Malik Collins is playing some of the best ball in his 30s. They have Mason Graham, who has had a nice year, their top pick. So they just have other guys now to take advantage of Myles Garrett's attention. So I don't think Garrett's going to wreck the game, but I do think those other guys are going to have a combined, say, 2 or 3 sacks, because I really think that Rodgers is going to get smacked around a little bit this week.
Nick, fair game to think on the other end of things that Dillian Gabriel will throw his first NFL interception in this game against the Steelers?
I think it's likely he gets strip sacked and throws a pick, but I could see it. And really, I think with the quick game and the screens they run, a lot of tip balls could happen.
Oh, yes.
So I think that's pretty fair. I think the tip balls maybe on the deflection, we've seen the Steelers do that a lot this year. I think that's pretty fair to say he can throw a pick in this game. I'm not sure he will, but I do think the Steelers get, I'll say this, my prediction, Steelers get 2+ turnovers in this one.
Nick, that's marking that down for a potential small wager on Sunday. Nick, fair game to say that Quinshon Judkins will run for at least, let me pick a good number here, 85 yards against the Steelers.
I don't think so. This hasn't really been a very good front for the Browns. It's not been a great O-line. He's kind of done it by himself. And I think the Steelers are actually kind of equipped physically to handle what he brings. I think, you know, you play a little more Jabril Peppers. I think that's going to be something you can look into.
He didn't play at all last game on defense. He was only a special teams player, Nick. That's a good point by you.
Right. I think, you know, some of that was kind of, let's see what he can do, like ease him into some things and not let him totally go out the gate. Because I do think he still was kind of learning the system. But 2 weeks since, he's a bigger bodied guy. He's better than Chuck Clark in the box. Deshaun Elliott's there too. So I think he's the type of player that you can play a lot in this game. I also think you can play some Cole Holcomb in this game if you're concerned about Peyton Wilson still. So I really feel like, you know, they're going to be able to handle the run game of the Cleveland Browns. And that Cleveland Browns pass game has just been so hapless. So we'll see. But I'm not expecting Judkins to have a huge game.
Nick, fair game to say that Jalen Ramsey has made a ridiculously impressive recovery from his hamstring injury and will play versus the Browns.
It's going to be a real close call. It's probably going to be like, how does he respond tomorrow and then warm up Sunday? My expectation right now is he doesn't play. And the reason I only say that is because you risk things with hammies, but he looked really good today. He was in team periods too. It wasn't like he was just in Indy. If he was just in Indy, I'd be saying he's out for sure. But I think he's got a real shot to play. I'm kind of leaning, 60-40 out right now, but I'm not surprised if he plays. He's pushed that envelope extremely hard. I will say this. I fully 100% expect him to play next week in Cincinnati. So I think he's back next Thursday for sure. And I'm not going to be stunned if he plays this week. But the Steelers have Brandon Echols, and I think Echols is a perfectly fine corner for them to play. So we'll see. But, man, it's been pretty impressive. I thought he was going to be for sure out.
Fair game to say that with Joey Porter Jr., full participant and ready to play, that the Steelers toss him right back in for a full workload in this game.
Oh, yeah. I think that's 100% happening. I think Joey Porter Jr. is going to be fully in there, especially because the Browns receivers aren't exactly world beaters. I mean, Isaiah Bond is their second guy. Jamari Thrash, Malachi Corley outside of Jerry Jeudy. Like, it's not a lot of great players there. So I think we see a lot of Joey Porter Jr., and I think we see the full kind of usage of him this week. I don't think there's any limitations there.
Nick, fair game to say Nick Herbig will play more than Alex Highsmith.
I'm going to say no. I think that we're going to see Highsmith play more than Herbig. I truly do. I don't think that's happening yet. What I will say is I think they're going to be super close to being near even. I do think that's going to be real. I think, Watt, instead of playing 90% of the snaps, might play 80% of the snaps. Instead of playing 75% of the snaps, maybe you now have Highsmith play 60 to 55, and then you have Herbig up there at 50%. This three outside linebacker package is going to be a real thing. I'm interested to see how it works. Sawyer will factor into that too. But I think Herbig's going to play a lot more. But I have a hard time saying that's more than Highsmith right now.
Fair game to say, Nick, that Jaylen Warren will carry the ball or touch the ball more than Kenneth Gainwell on Sunday.
Oh, 100%. I think that is 100% the plan. Mm. The Steelers love Jaylen Warren, what he has done. I think that, Kenneth Gainwell is a nice piece and a nice player. But the Steelers really love what Warren does in space on those checkdowns, just bouncing off people. So, yeah, I think Jaylen Warren 100% is going to be the start this week, and we'll get more touches than Kenneth Gainwell.
Fair game to say that Aaron Rodgers will complete a pass that travels more than 25 yards in the air.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. And the reason I say that is because we talked about the single high man coverage stuff. This is just going to be a really heavy man-to-man game. The Steelers really haven't faced a team that does a lot of this. So this is kind of a new kind of ballad that the Steelers will work on. And I think we're going to see a lot of throws down the sideline. I think we're going to see some seam balls. I think we're going to see some downfield passing in this game. So, yeah, I think we will see that pop up at some point. My bet is on DK Metcalf probably dunking on Denzel Ward once or twice.
Nick, fair game, since the last two Steelers games have both been either tied or within a score at some point in the fourth quarter, fair game to say that this game, too, will be within at least one score at some juncture in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think this one's going to be an ugly kind of sock 'em out game. I don't think this is going to be a blowout. Maybe I wouldn't be surprised if we see kind of a similar kind of thing to the Patriots game, where maybe the Steelers can hop out to an early lead, but that Browns defense is really good and really stomp. I really like what they have in the secondary and up front. That Browns offense, though, I mean, it is brutal. They can't really pass the ball at all. The running game has kind of been the only thing. I think the Steelers will be able to stop it for the most part. I'm expecting the Steelers to probably win this, 24-17 or something like that. But I do think it's going to be closer than people think. But I do think the Steelers kind of win this one.
Fair game to say that Browns QB2 Shedeur Sanders makes his NFL debut at some point in this game, Nick.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Steelers will. I think Dylan Gabriel is going to be more than fine. And I do think they want to at least give Gabriel a runway. And it's his first true road game in a divisional game against the Steelers. This is a tough matchup for him. I'm not expecting it unless Gabriel gets chased out with an injury. That's the only way I see that happening. But I'm not going to predict a quarterback going down with an injury.
How much do you wish this was Kenny Pickett still on the Browns making his return to Akershire Stadium in a different uniform, Nick?
That would be a wonderful story. And I think it would be fun because I actually think Kenny Pickett and really Dylan Gabriel, both of them are kind of
perfect to execute like the DTR game plan. Remember the Steelers lost to Dorian Thompson or Robinson?
Yes, the game plan just, for the DTR game was let Kenny Pickett be worse than DTR and hope that's enough. And it turned out it worked that day.
Correct.
Man.
And it's like, hey, can you just not kill us, not turn the ball over, throw a quick game? Like, Pickett did that. That's like the only thing Kenny did well for a large portion of his Steelers game. He didn't really turn the ball over that much. So, I think that would be a fun storyline, but obviously it's not. So, who knows?
Kenny catching strays all over the place here. All right, last one, Nick. By the time we talk next week for Fair Game, will the Steelers have made a trade?
I don't think so. Ooh. I don't think they're going to make a trade. I think the likelihood is they make a trade probably either within that 10-day span after Cincinnati or just leading up to that bye week. Well, first of all, we got to see where Calvin Austin's at, just kind of seeing where that shoulder is. I think wide receiver is the likely spot for them to trade for naturally. But I also wouldn't necessarily rule out some help elsewhere. Maybe offensive line depth, something like that could be something they look at. But I think they make a trade at some point before the deadline, but I'm not sure it's going to be next week.
Nick Faribault, Fair Game with the great Steelers insider. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. We had to have
a good episode of Fair Game.
And we had to move him because of Andrew Siciliano, the former Red Zone host and Browns play-by-play man, who got very, 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 very upset at us when we brought up the 41 quarterbacks who have started games for the Browns since 1999.
Yeah, there was some defensiveness.
My God.
And then he said, was that too defensive?
You said, hey, Andrew, your mom has B.O. Like, it was like that kind of guttural response, like visceral response.
I did appreciate when he goes, that felt like it was defensive. Was that too defensive? You instantly said, yeah, it was. I appreciated that you just said, yeah, you were very defensive there.
Yeah.
Almost uncomfortably so. He was.
All right. Coming up next, the big fella. Joe calls him the big boy constantly, and he says it in a way that I'm sure can't make Mark Cavalli love it.
I've heard
him. Here comes the big boy.
Oh, I thought he would do, all right, big boy. Like, he does that a lot, too. All right, big boy, let's get a prediction out of you.
Yep. Mark Cavalli in with us from the Pat McAfee Show for the next hour. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.